Gold 92.5 News.
Morning, Naomi Lynch with you. Debris is wreaking havoc on the M1 this morning. Items scattered in the southbound lanes at Helensvale, puncturing the tyres of at least 10 cars shortly before 6 this morning. Crews are on scene to clean up the debris. Cardinal George Pell, currently in prison on child sex abuse charges dating back to the mid-90s, could walk free today. A decision on his appeal is set to be made by the Victorian Supreme Court and could potentially see the disgraced cardinal's sentence overturned or his sentence reduced. His legal team argues he shouldn't have been found guilty beyond reasonable doubt based on the evidence of one alleged victim. Too many dogs and not enough owners picking up their pets' poo. They're the issues affecting the off-leash stretch of sand at Palm Beach. Gold Coast City Council's already ruled out opening any more of our beaches to pets anytime soon, but Councillor Daphne Donald has told the Bulletin we need more pet-friendly beaches here after an influx of complaints about the overpopulation at Palm Beach. Keep your eye to the sky this arm to spot one of the newest members of the RAF fleet doing a low-level flyover. The C-27J Spartan will take off from Amberley around 2 p.m, flying south across the border before returning along the coastline. Gold Coast Legacy urgently needs volunteers to help sell badges and other fundraising items in September. President Peter Franklin says Legacy's role has changed over the years.
We're not a government-funded charity. We've got to raise all the money ourselves. And the money goes to looking after widows and wards of deceased veterans. And also, these days, we look after families.
Contact Gold Coast Legacy if you can spare a few hours during Legacy Week. And the large Barney Point Bridge that spans the Tweed River at Benora Point is undergoing some extensive night works over the next couple of weeks. The work involves replacing bridge joints and will be carried out on Monday and Tuesday nights over the next 3 weeks between 7 p.m. and 5 a.m. Southbound detours will be put in place during those hours as well as traffic control measures. To sport, State of Origin is going beyond Brisbane and Sydney again next year. The Adelaide Oval is hosting a game in 2020. Maroons coach Kevy Walters thinks the South Australians will be on our side.
You know, I think it's a real thrill for our players to come along and play at these iconic stadiums.
And a century for Suns co-captain Took Miller. He'll be playing his 100th AFL game when the Gold Coast takes on GWS at Metricon Stadium on Saturday. And you can get more news on demand whenever you want by downloading our app via your smart speaker or through our website.